of our stars. So let us now give time to our main news bulletin.
News hour.
It's time for the news. Your attention to the top stories. Wambu holds the Central Act of 4th of April, Day of Peace and National Reconciliation. World Bank provides 200 million for training of health staff. Angola and Spain strengthen relations of friendship and cooperation. Antonio Caetano assures the sound control, and I am at Nazia da Gama. The details right away. The Central Act of Celebration of the 22nd of years of peace and national reconciliation take place in the province of Wambu on the tomorrow, April 4th, together for the inclusive growth of the country. The date resulted from the memorandum of understanding signed in the 2002 between the belligerent forces of the time, whose agreement made it possible to reaffirm the will for peace expressed at various levels by the Angolans, those paving the way for the implementation of a broad program of national reconciliations. The World Bank provides 200 million for the emergency plans for training and capacity building of health professionals at all levels, said Job Monteiro, director of training projects of the Ministry of Health. Job Monteiro, who was speaking during the debate on the problem of humanized care in the health sector under the direction of the holder of the portfolio, Silvia Lutukuta, clarified that the forecast is to guarantee training to 38,000 professionals, in which 3,000 the doctors, 4,000 professionals of general regime, 4,000 for hospital support, 9,000 specialized nurses, 9,000 nursing technicians, and 9,000 diagnostic and therapeutic technicians. The director said that the training lasts for 5 years and is being implemented inside and outside the country. The focus is on training at the primary level, so the specialized of public health, general and family medicine, internal medicine, general surgery, pediatrics, orthopedics and gynecologists and obstetrics will benefit from 800% of their investment. The Angolan government policy measures for the telecommunications and communication technology sectors present a vision and strategy for the continuity of infrastructure development with the aim of stimulating digital acceleration in the country. The statement from the Minister of Telecommunications, Information Technology and Social Communication, Mario Oliveira, said in Luanda during the New Space Africa 2024 conference taking place in Luanda under the motto, "The Role of Space in Reducing the Poverty Gap in Africa." The Minister said that the understanding this under the motto, "The Role of Space in Reducing the Poverty Gap in Africa." The minister said that the understanding this context as the basic principle for the modernization of the information and knowledge society, as well as for the insertion of Angola in the co-leadership of telecommunications and information and communication technology in the region, those contributing to the digital modernization of the continent, supported by a strategic plan, which includes the National Development Plan 2023-2027 and the long-term strategy 2050 for Angola. The executive has also implemented several actions to ensure that the country assumes a co-leadership role in Africa and participates in a relevant way in the international context in to ensure that the country assumes a co-leadership role in Africa and participates in a relevant way in the international context in space matters. Angola is celebrating its 22nd anniversary of peace and national reconciliation. From 2002 up to the day, the country has recorded important changes in the domain of infrastructures development, housing, hospitals, schools, and investments. Angolans and diplomats from different countries highlight the development the country has achieved in 22 years of peace. To the fine artist Vanessa Tete, peace has opened the doors for development of the country. According to her, with peace has been contributed for the growth of the ways of doing arts in Angola.
The kinds of
social peace in the society.
It starts with our education. It starts with our the way that we treat other women. We need to respect ourselves. It needs to be a principle of our environment, of our behavior. So that is the main thing.
On the other hand, economist Ronaldo Domingos dos Santos highlighted the gains Angola achieved in the economic sector.
And Angola is one of the beautiful countries in Africa because we achieve peace and we preserve this peace. So every time that we have election, every time that we have some social turbulence in Angola, most of the country look at us as example because we have a peace, we live in peace, and anyone is able to do business, to travel, to get in, to get out in Angola, because this beautiful asset that we have in Angola, and we are an example for other countries. For economic point of view, it's also important to see that most of the development that we are seeing in Angola, most of the building that are in place, most of the business, the company, even also we may talk on this point about the Corredor do Lubito. Most of the business, the company, even also we may talk on this point about the Corredor do Lubito. We have also a lot of projects which international investors are interested to put in Angola. We have also a lot of energy projects related. I'm not just talk about the oil, but it is a photovoltaic project, green energy in Angola. And this is also an important point to mention, that Angola in Africa is the leader, is the number one on initiative to produce green energy. Even though we are the second large oil producer, but we have a lot of initiative on green energy, and all of this initiative, all of this project that we have in Angola is because of our peace, and we achieve this peace and we preserve this peace. That's why we need also celebrate this peace and encourage young people like me and also all the kids to preserve this peace, because this is the most important asset that we have in Angola.
Namibian Ambassador to Angola Patrick Ndangu commends the Angolan government for the ongoing changes in the country.
The pace at which Angola has reconstructed its infrastructures and economy within these 22 years of peace and national reconciliation is highly commendable. And we wish the national reconciliation is highly commendable. And we wish the Angolan government and the people of Angola to continue with live in peace and harmony with one another. For now, one can easily travel from the north to the south, east to the west, by road, 24 hours around the clock, 7 days a week. So the governance structures are all back and functioning in all 18 provinces of the Republic of Angola. On the economic side, there is evidence that all major players in the global economy, including Angola's former adversaries, are now working side by side with the Angolan government in the reconstruction of Angola. And this is something very encouraging. And we want to see development taking place. And this development should benefit the citizens of this country.
In his stand, the representative of the African Development Bank, Pietro Toigu, said that the people could celebrate to what the country has achieved in 2022 years. Pietro Toigu said that they want to work with the Angolan government in order to help to achieve a most prosperous and inclusive Angola.
It's certainly a positive story. I think if one looks back at the early year of independence, perhaps one would have wished that Angola had a development. strategy less based uniquely on oil. It has to be said that probably in the early days of independence, it still didn't have that international support that has managed to create around itself in recent years, and so, you know, somehow the options for the country were more limited, and oil provided an easy way out at the time, but you know, which unfortunately might have created problems down the line. But, you know, all in all, if we look at Angola today, and what is Angola today compared to the horrors of one of the worst civil wars in the African continent, one has to celebrate the achievements of the country. There's no space for complacency. There's a lot more that needs to be done. We want to work to help achieve this, achieve a more prosperous and inclusive Angola, but certainly is one of the most pleasant and beautiful countries in the African continent. So congratulations to Angola and to the Angolans.
There was the representative of African Development Bank to Angola, Pietro Toigo, and the director of space program of Burkina Faso, Frederic Ouattara, congratulated Angolans for the celebration of 22 years of peace. According to him, peace is the most important thing people have to keep and preserve because it helps to boost development.
It is my first time here, but what I notice, I can say there are friendship, and when we arrive at the airport, we have many facilities, and now when I visit some stand outside, there are many companies which are here and needed to share their know-how, and when we visit, we can see what can be the terms of level of different companies, and I appreciate that from West to East, from North to South, every country is here. And it is for me the only occasion for us to speak with the same voice, And I appreciate the organization now. But I think it can be continued like that till the end of the conference. I think peace is the only thing that can be underlined. Because for me, without peace, nothing can be done. No development, no project, no stay together. It's difficult to make peace, but easier to make world. Because it's difficult to make no project, no stay together. It's difficult to make peace, but easier to make world. Because it's difficult to make peace.
I got malaria 4 times and also some infection. So it's kind of when you got sick or the bike got sick. And after Angola, I'm heading to Namibia and then South Africa.
That was Moroccan cyclist Marianne Belkahil, who is touring Africa. Full stop for the news. Let me now remind you the top stories. Wambu hosts the Central Act of 4th of April, Day of Peace and National Reconciliation. World Bank provides 200 million for the training of health staff. Antonio Caetano assured the sound control, and Etnazia the Gamma was in the microphone. Goodbye.
News. News Hour. News. News Hour. News. News Hour. News Hour.
Believe you enjoyed and you were informed about what is going on in the country in terms of politics, economic and social sphere. Today's team is made up of Simon Correa on the sound control, Domingos Balamuca, Jean-Paul de Souza, the chief editor, Carlos Julio, Gonzalo Agostinho, and I am Daniel Kekesh, your host. Carlos Julio, Gonzalo Agostinho, and I am Daniel Kekesh, your host. So let us then now give time to our first musical song.
Na minha mente o seu nome, e tudo que falo você não crês. Mas te abracei como ninguém, e você entendeu o sinal. Só espero que compreendas que
que esse amor é para sempre. Os vizinhos falam mal de nós, porque nos abraçamos toda hora. Até os deuses revelaram sobre nós. Dizem que nosso amor é reencarnação, escrita no romance do imperador. Até em Cascais, todo mundo sabe. Não existe frio nem calor, não existe tempo que nos afasta. Eu sou como você, e você como eu. Se não fosse a sua cobardia, eu voltaria, amor. Oh, oh, Mônica, por que você me faz assim? Se és a linda flor do meu jardim. Sou eu, nada mais se pode escrever, pois todas as cartas de amor se resumiram em nós. A nossa vida está escrita nos segredos dos deuses. Sou imperador, poderia compreender. Dizem que somos reencarnação desta história. Somos modelo de amor nessa terra. Na cidade todos sonham os sinais da felicidade. Tá escrito nos meus olhos que eu te amo, meu amor. O palácio é a nossa casa, no distrito do prazer. Só você me entende, oh, oh, Mônica. Por que você me faz assim? Se és a linda flor do meu jardim. Oh, Mônica, se for assim não vou viver. Não tenha dúvida. Por assim não vou viver, não tenha dúvida do meu amor. Oh, Mônica, por que você me faz assim? Se és a linda flor do meu jardim. Oh, Mônica, se for assim não vou viver, não tenha dúvida do meu amor.
Very good, very good. You have enjoyed with this beautiful song track that came from the other side and also opening our stage on the RNA International that comes to your receiving sets every day at www.rna.ao. Let's now give time to health tips.
Health tips, health tips. Live a healthy life.
In our today's edition, we're having a look at cancer. cancer is a group of diseases involving abnormal cell growth with the potential to invade or spread to other parts of the body. Possible signs and symptoms include a lump, abnormal bleeding, prolonged cough, unexplained weight loss, and a change in bowel movements. Tobacco use is the cause of about 22% of cancer deaths. Another 10% is due to obesity, poor diet, lack of physical activity, and excessive drinking of alcohol. Other factors include certain infections, exposure to ionizing radiation, and environmental pollutants. Dr. Nuno Pimentel explains the basic causes of cancer to people.
Cancer, it's at the same time a condemnation, but also an opportunity. And what I mean is that it's a disease that once it reaches you, you cannot get away with it without the proper infrastructure. So a country like Angola, addressing cancer really has to do it on a comprehensive way. You're not just treating a disease, you're treating a person with a disease. For every given tissue, you have an organ, you have a cancer. Cancer itself, it's the reason why we are a human species. It's derived from mutation. So every time there's a division in our body, there's a chance of a mutation. And when there's a mutation that you cannot control, it arises cancer. So at the same time, cancer, it's a side effect of this human species specialization. So every tissue, every organ in the body, every cell who divides can create a cancer cell. That's why it's so difficult to treat, because cancer, it's not an external disease, it's an internal one. It's part of who you are. Our cancer cells of a cancer patient, it's cells from the same patient. They are sick cells, but they are cells of that particular person. That's why it's so difficult to treat and address cancer.
What are the main causes of cancer?
It's multifactorial, of course. Some are genetic, and those are the ones where we can do, medical doctors, we can do the best, when we can identify the specific mutation. But most of this etiology of doctors, we can do the best when we can identify the specific mutation. But most of this etiology of cancer, the cause of cancer, is also multifactorial. It's the environment where you live, it's the life choices, like if we smoke or not smoke, if we drink too much alcohol, if we do exercise, obesity, and nutrition. All this plays a role in arising cancer or failing to protect us. For instance, nutrition is very important. If you have a proper nutrition, you can avoid cancer to spread. You can avoid cancer to develop in your body. And because we are on the world that it's westernizing our ways and destroying the native traditional nutritional choices, we are creating much more inflammatory state in our organisms. That's why you have this widespread epidemiology of cancer.
You could speak about nutrition. What kind of food people can eat and cause cancer to people?
Mainly we know that the natural vegetarian sides of nutrition, it's the one who counteracts inflammation. The trouble is that we eat too much meat, we eat too much sugar, too much hydrates, carbohydrates, which creates an excess acidity in the body. And the way traditionally people eat by themselves were with the organic, biological, vegetable nutrition, where you can provide from roots, from trees, from fruits, the antioxidants that we need to counteract the inflammatory state. So it's not that cancer didn't exist from old ages. Cancer exists in all ages. But the spread of cancer is due to this kind of choices. We eat in a selfish way, where we in all ages, but the spread of cancer is due to this kind of choices. We eat in a selfish way, where we just really praise for what's the sugars, the meats, all those kind of things that we think it's best for us, and in the end it's not.
What are the basic symptoms of people who suffer from cancer?
Cancer symptoms can be anything, from a headache, from a sore throat, to a pain that you feel in the bone. Everything can create a condition that you have to think about cancer. And that's why it's very important to train medical doctors, health, family medical doctors, to be aware that the problems and the symptoms that are disguised. And you can have a patient that is coughing, for instance, for 6 months, and if you don't suspicious that it can be a lung problem. If you don't look for it, it's just undermining the ability to treat that patient. So it's a disease that can come up any way, any shape.
How can then a person know that what I'm suffering is cancer?
You have to go to your doctor, and he has to be trained in detecting that kind of things. Of course, most of the cancers, when they show up, it's already because they are very symptomatic. It's because they are already creating some problems within your body. And by that time, normally it's too late. The cancers where we have most successful treatments, solid cancers, it's exactly the ones we can detect it before they give symptoms, like breast, because you feel a lump, like prostate, because you check your PSA. Those cancers that you can have an early detection before the symptoms arise, those are the ones you have a better chance of cure, a better chance to save the patient.
Nuno Pimentel, stay.
Cure a better chance to save the patient.
Nuno Pimentel states that the rate cure for cancer is very high, adding that cancer is not treated with antibiotics. He calls on people to do exercises, eat properly, and avoid too much sugar in our body in order to prevent ourselves from cancer.
There's some kind of diseases that the rate cures are very high, and all the lymphatic cancers, the blood cancers like leukemia, lymphomas, even some solid cancers like melanoma, endothelial cells, that you can have, we call it medical bullets, which are pharmaceuticals, it's drugs who are targeting specific mutations. On those you really can have an impact, but it's not to say that you only can treat with medication or radiation or surgery. Cancer is really multimodality, so you have to combine all these specialties, because every patient has to have a specific therapeutic plan. It's not one drug miracle cure. That doesn't exist, unfortunately.
What measures can we take to prevent ourselves from cancer?
To get it very bluntly, you have to exercise, to eat proper, much more better nutrition, and really avoid the sugar. Sugar, we know that it's really one of the most toxic that we can do it, not just for cancer, but all other health diseases like heart problems and diabetes, all are triggered because we have this addiction to sugar. Occidental societies, we crave on sugar. And if you want to pick an enemy, you can pick tobacco and, for instance, the nutrition side of sugar. We crave on sugar. And if you want to pick an enemy, you can pick tobacco and, for instance, the nutrition side of sugar.
You've been listening to Dr. Nuno Pimentel speaking about the measures people can take to prevent cancer. Well, dear listeners, who thought for health tips? Thanks for listening.
Health tips. Live a healthy life.
It is always important, and for sure you got some ideas on how to prevent yourself, because it's always important to have some regular checkups and to control your body, to control what is going on in your body, so that you can be healthy and also contribute for the benefit of this world, as well as especially Angola, the country where you are from. So we do thank you for being these citizens, for being this listener on the other side, listening to us and taking your time to listen to what we have brought to you and prepared. For sure, you won't be deceived, of course, because this is the program that take you as our number one priority. So be part of this and enjoy with rhythms of the Angolan music.
Classics of the Angolan music. Classics.
The Angolan music.
Classics of the Angolan music. Classics of the Angolan music. A tribute to the music of all time.
Hello, listener friend, welcome to the Rhythms and Melodies of Angola. In this edition, we bring, for the delight of your ear, the musical group Duo Ouro Negro. Stay there, on the other side, enjoying this beautiful song, and I'll be right back for more details.
Adeus, Sidralia. daquele que ama, vida triste daquele que chora.
Vida triste daquele que ama, vida triste daquele que chora.
Cidrale é um azar, cidrale é um perplexo.
Santa Maria nos acompanha,
Santa Maria nos acompanha, com a previdência só do bacalhau.
Fica sabendo que o gato dos invejados
roubou o bacalhau da alfândega.
Fica sabendo que o gato dos invejados
roubou o bacalhau da alfândega para mamar e mais os seus amigos. Adeus, Cidrália.
Adeus, Cidrália.
Santana.
Listening to Cidrália, music by Duo Ouro Negro, one of the first Angola musical groups. Duo Ouro Negro was created in 1956 by Raul Indipo and Milo MacMahon in Angola, at the time one of the overseas provinces of Portugal. The group had one of the most visible international careers in popular music in Portugal, was a pioneer in multiculturalism and a great ambassador of African musics and culture in the world. The group created music that overlaps different musical domains that used to be waterlight associated with musicians from overlaps different musical domains that used to be waterlight associated with musicians from several countries and sung in several African and European languages. Let's pause the word to listen to one more song from this historical musical band.
Ai, ai, mamãe.
Of Angola, Raul Indipo and Milo MacMahon have known each other since childhood and studied together at Raul Indipo and Milo MacMahon have known each other since childhood and studied together at the high school in Benguela. Later, in 1956, they meet again and started a musical project centered on Angolan folklore of various ethnic and language, using the guitar and vocal harmonies in the interpretation of themes. They began by calling themselves just Ouro Negro, and only from 1959 onwards did they come to be called Duo Ouro Negro. They went up to stage of the Cinema Restauração in Luanda for the first time in 1957. After several presentations in the city's top leisure and entertainment areas, including the Cine Esplanada Avis, they managed to go to mainland Portugal to perform in Lisbon through entrepreneur Ribeiro Belga. For now, I invite you to listen to another musical theme of this edition.
Tengo ganas de llorar cuando me acuerdo de Angola. Tengo ganas de llorar cuando me acuerdo de Angola. Son palmeras dibujadas que la luna no se atreve a alumbrar su piel tostada. La 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 la. Tengo ganas de llorar cuando me acuerdo de Angola. Tengo ganas de llorar cuando me acuerdo de Angola. Las mujeres son palmeras dibujadas que la luna no se atreve a alumbrar su piel tostada. La 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 la. Oh!
Qué vontade de llorar cuando me lembro de Angola. Qué vontade de llorar cuando me lembro de Angola. Ai, que saudade, meu Deus! A minha terra linda, meu Deus!
Mujipambo, kolenu anandenge olonoka, makamba mami don kwetu kutonoka olonoka, makamba mami bobe makando kwetu kusukula, wabishilo vula kumuseke.
Sange, kasangi nila mbula, mbula wakipano minya.
Our ears with the beautiful song by Duo Ouro Negro, band that includes in his songs not only Angolan rhythms such as samba, merengue or cuela, but also others such as rock, jazz, soul, funk, Brazilian, Latin America, Cape Verdean and South African rhythms. Well, the listeners, we have come to the end of the single weekly edition of Rhythms and Melodies of Angola. Stay with Iemanjá and bye-bye.
Iemanjá, que a calunga data away.
person who was born by a navel, and that son was called a river.
Classics of the Ngolan music. Classics of the Ngolan music. A tribute to the music of all time.
Very good rhythms of the Ngolan music. Angola has a different and variety of musicians who have been performing in the country, and some of them have great names such as Bonga Kwenda, such as the late Valdemar Bastos, such as the late Carlos Buriti. We have a very great names such as Sam Angwana, great names like Carlos Lamartini, Don Caetano, and looking at the young people, we have the new generation who has also been doing very good things and have been taking very good steps of the Angolan musical arena that is also being purchased and also taking part around the world. This is the case of you being purchased and also taking part around the world. This is the case of Yuri Acuña, the case of Perola, the case of Anna Joyce, and others. They make the great number of Angolan musicians also performing and playing and doing all their best for this country. Let's now give room to talents of our homeland.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the RNA International, as we've been blessed with the presence of a great artist in Angola, who is José Machado. Sir, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Yes, thank you. Can you tell us who is José Machado?
Well, José Machado is somebody who was born in Luanda, mm-hmm. in Angola, and I work as an artist, as an Angolan artist, mm-hmm. and I've been artist, mm-hmm. and I've been